And joining us on the line, we have Becky Barnhart from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm out at the shelter this morning volunteering, and it's kind of a good thing to do because I've been up close and personal with all of the lovely pets I'm going to talk about today that are up for adoption. And as I'm speaking about these animals, the cats and the dogs that are available, we have just this morning updated our Facebook page. So all the animals that I'm speaking about and others, you can go to our Facebook page, which is CFA, and see all the great-looking dogs and cats here.
Absolutely. So as far as adoptions go this past week, how are we doing?
Oh, we've got three adoptions to talk about. We have two beautiful little beagle girls. It was Lucy and Dorothy, and they were adopted this week. A lady from Tulsa adopted them. And then we also had a beautiful dog come in. His name was Buddy, I guess. I think we were calling him something else. Found out his name was Buddy. He's a beautiful boy. He was adopted. So we've had three wonderful adoptions this week. And hoping after I talk about the animals and this weekend coming up, maybe we'll have a few more. We've got some great, great dogs and cats out here. I think I'll go ahead and...
Yeah, go for it. That's fantastic.
Okay, I'll just go for it. Okay, I'm going to speak about... Well, everyone I'm going to speak about has been here, so I probably mentioned them before, but that's okay. I think the more we talk about them, sometimes that might spark some attention. We have Captain. Captain is a great dog. He's a male, 2-year-old. He's a Basset Hound cross. He's very friendly. He's sweet. He's lovable. He's a shorter dog, and his front paws kind of bend out, you know, like the Basset Hound will do. He's mostly brown, and he weighs about 30 to 35 pounds, so he's not going to get any larger. Great disposition. Piper is a very unusual-looking little female that came in. She's small, and we don't know really what she is, but if we were to say, she has the coloration of a coyote, and maybe about the size. Of course, she's not any way close to it, but it's just kind of a good visual for you. But she's the face. Her face is beautiful. She looks like she's wearing a mask. And she's just a real sweetheart. She's kind of really warmed up to us when she first came in. She was a little quiet, but she's just as friendly as she can be. And she gets along with other dogs. And since she is a year old, I don't think she's going to get any larger. And so she's probably a 25-pound dog. And we have Rex. Rex is a great guy. He's got a great disposition. He's about 2 years old. He's a pit bull, yellow lab cross. He's a good-looking dog. And he's got that personality to match. He loves to walk. Keeps his kennel clean. He's just a beautiful cream color. And so those are three. But then I've also got Todd. And Todd is about a 5-year-old beagle mix. And nice guy. He just wants to get out and play and be someone's good buddy. Ginger is a beautiful dog that we have. She is a golden retriever mix and probably about a year old. And just has that great personality, like is really playful, wants to get out and play. And probably one of the sweetest ones out there that we have is Biscuit. And Biscuit is a little beagle, little female. She's about a year old. And she probably doesn't weigh 15 to 20 pounds. Just a gorgeous, sweet, has the best disposition. All these dogs that I have spoken about will be $100 deposit or $100 adoption fee. So if you're interested, look them up on Facebook. Or better yet, come out this afternoon. We're here from 1 to 3 and check out some of the dogs I've mentioned. And we also have several cats now. We've got two adult cats. One's kind of a gray tabby, and then the other is a black long-haired, beautiful girls, both of them. Kittens, we've got several kittens. We've got a little black kitten, little male. He is a hoot. He's got a set of lungs. When you walk in there and he starts meowing, you know he's there and he's wanting attention. And the other little male with him is a little gray and white kitten. And then we've got some beautiful calico kittens that are females. And a lot of times we have people come in looking just for this coloration. So we've got some very pretty, and they're all about maybe 12 weeks old. They're young little kittens. That would be the cats today. Now, let's talk about donations. Like I said, since I'm out here, it's kind of right up to my face. We're really kind of low on towels and blankets. And we will love to take in old towels of any size because we use them for bathing. We use them for washing the kennels. There's always a good use for towels of any size. And we also are needing blankets. And I know you think it's 103, 105 and 10 outside, but inside we keep the shelter at 66 degrees. So it is cool in here, and just having that blanket sometimes is comfort more than anything for them. So if someone is thinking, I'd like to get rid of some of my things in my linen closet, please remember the shelter and bring them out to us. Bleach and paper towels is always top of the list. And toys. I've noticed that our toy supply is really dwindled, and it's because it gets put to use every day. As I told you, they get a clean blanket, they get treats twice a day, along with their food, of course, and then they always get toys to play with. So they have something to do when they're in their kennel. So that's kind of the things that we're looking for and needing. And I guess I could talk about where we're located. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and it's a little building, and it's got a nice big yellow sign with our hours posted on it. It's the last county road before you go into Oklahoma. Our hours during the week, we are here in the afternoons to the public from 1 to 3. We're always here in the mornings, but we're really doing our deep cleaning and taking care of things. But if someone absolutely needs to see us, absolutely come by. But in the afternoons, 1 to 3 is best. On the weekends, we're here from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. It's too hot to have volunteers come in and walk the dogs, but they could still come in maybe and hold the kittens and do that kind of thing. And if someone is looking for a place to volunteer, we would certainly enjoy having some more volunteers come out and help.
Well, yeah, I know you're always looking for volunteers, and even if someone hasn't been by the shelter in a while and maybe hasn't seen some of the changes that you made and that sort of thing, they're always welcome.
Exactly. We encourage, come out and just even come out walking around and even just walking by their kennels and talking to them. It gives the dogs and the cats, they love it too. It's a very good thing to do, and it's good therapy for people. I mean, animals will always put you in a better mood because they're always so happy to see you. So it's good therapy out here, really. Out here is pretty happy because we're with animals.
That is right. And I know Becky was neat running into you the other day, and you finally got to meet my dog.
I did. That was funny. As I told you, I was at the ATM machine there, and I look up, and I see you walking, and I thought, that's James. So I even now know where your Winnebago is.
That's right.
So you have a nice place there because you're under a shade tree.
I am under a big old pecan tree. So, yeah, that makes it nice.
It's very nice. Yes, and your dog is just beautiful and very well behaved. And you were being the good pet parent. You had him in the grass because he needs to go out and take care of business. So that was good for you, James, because, man, I'll remind everyone again that concrete out there or even wood can be extremely hot.
I know. And sometimes I try to pull him off the concrete because, yeah, he'll just walk on it and then just like, why are you on there? So, trying to redirect him a little bit.
Do you do? And sometimes then you watch them, though, and it'll get hot and they'll look like they're trying to tap that.
They will. I mean, yeah.
So they get it. But and just kind of remind people something I saw on the news talking about heat strokes with animals, that they were talking about what to do. But the immediate thing to do, of course, is to get them inside and where it's cooler. You don't ever want to put cold water on them, but you do want to maybe get a wet towel or something that is cooling and start cooling down that body temperature, and maybe a little bit of water. But then, of course, the best thing to do after that is get them to the vet, and so they can take care of dehydration and they can go into shock. Lots of things can happen. And you can't help it. Sometimes these dogs will get outside and they get excited and they start jumping around and barking and it's it's too bad. But that's a good thing to do for a heat stroke. And also, if they're outside, remember to change that water several times a day. We've got what we call pupsicles out here. We've taken water bottles and filled them full of ice, and we give them to them when they're outside and they can chew on it. And it's a cooling thing. So I saw one time when they had the fair and rodeo here, and pet rabbits. They had their rabbits, for their competition, and they had taken those great big 2-liter bottles and frozen them, and those rabbits were just right on top of it, just cooling themselves with that. So that's kind of a cool idea, too, is, give them something to cool off with during the day. Keep them in the shade. Dog houses aren't good. They come out saying that, they hold the heat rather than allow for circulation. Just remember, your pets are out there. It's miserable.
That's right. That's a good reminder. And Becky, I know you're still having a little issue, the phone lines, that sort of thing. What do you know the status there right now?
You know, and it's so embarrassing because someone will call in and we'll be right in the middle of a conversation and the phone drops the call. So I try to say from the get-go, okay, if the call's dropped, please call back. It is not fixed yet. We're beginning to think it's a wiring issue because we even purchased a new telephone.
Okay, yeah, because I know you were, that was what I last heard is, yeah, you thought it might be the phone, but okay, so it's still trying to figure that out.
There's still some issues with it, but please call and we'll try to get your name down and call you back on our cell phones. And by initially that, the phone number is 620-252-6060. And, you know, just keep working with us. I don't know what it is. We just had some issues, I think, from the very beginning. And but we're working on, like I said, new phones. Come out and see us. That's probably one of the best ways to see the pets and ask questions. Get your city tags if you need to do that. We also just love for you to come out and look around.
All righty. Well, Becky, appreciate the update, and I look forward here to chatting again next week, and I hope that you and all the animals there, I know you all will, but especially the animals that don't have the luxury of all that air conditioning, hope we're able to all stay cool here.
I do, too. I hope there's no issues with any pet suffering out there, so let's remember our four-legged friends, because they so depend on us, so we've got to be there for them.
They sure do.
I hope everyone... And I want people to be healthy, too, for Pete's sakes. I mean, it's just miserable for everyone.
It's just for everyone. We're all in this together. All right, Becky, I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thanks, James. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll talk to you later. All right. That's Becky Barnhart here, Coffeeville Friends of Animals. And we'll be right back to Open Line here in just a couple of minutes. So we're continuing on here, and I have plenty of time to take your calls. We'll also be having a check of our dining guide. That's on the way here on KGGF.